Chapter 10, Section 3, Acquiring New Lands. Before you read. In the last section, you learned how the United States and Spain fought over Cuba and the Philippines. In this section, you will read how the United States continued its imperialism. Ruling Puerto Rico. How did Puerto Ricans feel about U.S. control? Puerto Rico had become an American territory as a result of the Spanish-American War. American forces landed in Puerto Rico in July 1898. The commanding officer declared that the Americans were there to protect the Puerto Ricans. But other U.S. military officials insulted the Puerto Ricans. They spoke of them as children and set limits on their personal freedom. Many Puerto Ricans began to resent the military government. In 1900, Congress passed the Foraker Act, which ended military rule and set up a civil government. The United States kept strict control over the people and their government. In 1917, however, Congress made Puerto Ricans U.S. citizens. Question 1. Why did some Puerto Ricans resent U.S. control of their government? Cuba and the United States. How did the United States keep control over Cuba? Cuba was officially independent after the war. The U.S. Army, however, remained in Cuba for 4 years. It punished Cubans who did not like this American occupation. In 1900, the new Cuban government wrote a constitution. The United States insisted they add the Platt Amendment. The amendment limited Cuba's rights in dealing with other countries. It gave the United States special privileges, including the right to intervene to preserve order. Cuba became a U.S. protectorate, a country whose affairs are partially controlled by a stronger power. The United States insisted on these rights because of its economic interests in Cuba. Question 2. What did the United States do to protect business interests in Cuba? Filipinos rebel. Why did the Filipinos rebel against the United States? Filipinos had been fighting for independence for years. They were angry that the United States had annexed their islands. Rebel leader Emilio Aguinaldo believed that the United States had promised independence. He felt that the United States had betrayed the Filipinos after helping them win independence. In 1899, Aguinaldo started a rebellion, which lasted 3 years. After winning that war, the United States set up a government similar to the one it had set up in Cuba. Question 3. Why did Aguinaldo feel betrayed by the United States? Foreign influence in China. What were U.S. interests in China? By 1899, many countries had economic interests in China. The United States wanted to be able to trade with China. The Secretary of State, John Hay, sent a statement of this policy to the other countries. His policy statements were called the Open Door Notes. They called for China's ports to remain open and for China to remain independent. No country would have special trading rights. The other countries agreed. In 1900, a secret society in China started a rebellion. They were protesting the influence of Western countries in China. Troops from many countries, including the United States, fought against the rebels or Boxers. After the Boxer Rebellion was defeated, the United States issued more open-door notes to make sure other countries did not make colonies out of China. Question 4. Why did Secretary of State John Hay issue the open-door notes? The impact of U.S. territorial gains. How did Americans feel about U.S. imperialism? President William McKinley was re-elected in 1900. His opponent had been an anti-imperialist, William Jennings Bryan. The outcome of the election suggests that most Americans disagreed with Bryan, imperialism was popular. An anti-imperialist league formed, including some prominent Americans. Among its members were former President Grover Cleveland, Andrew Carnegie, Jane Addams, and Mark Twain. Each had their own reasons for being against imperialism, but all agreed it was wrong for the United States to rule other people without their consent. Question 5. What did McKinley's re-election show about American attitudes toward imperialism?